Hello everyone, this is Dr. Clark from Center for Weight Loss Success, and this is an episode of Weight Loss Surgery Success. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about B vitamins, injections versus pills. Can they be helpful for your weight loss? Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Hello everyone, this is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success, and on this podcast we're going to be talking about B vitamins, whether an injectable form of B vitamin versus pill form of B vitamin. Can they help you with your weight loss? Is one better than another? We'll kind of go through all that. So here we go, let's get talking about B vitamins. All right, B vitamins are often referred to as your energy vitamins, and what they really are they're coenzymes. Okay, B vitamins are coenzymes that really help your energy producing equations run more efficiently. Okay, anything that's a vitamin generally means that we can't make it ourselves, therefore we need to take some of this in. We need to take it in, ingest it, either in pill form or in food form. B vitamins are water soluble. And therefore, since they're water soluble, we can't store them for any extended period of time. So we have to take them in fairly often. So we got to take them in routinely. So they either be taken in either with food form or in supplement form. Now, some good sources of B vitamins are meats, nuts, beans, and colorful vegetables. Now, we're going to go through some of the different B vitamins, and basically B vitamins, there's 8 different B vitamins, and they're given numbers. Okay, the numbers don't necessarily go in, you know, through a certain order or anything. They were gone more in when they were discovered, and subsequently some numbers you'll notice are missing because they didn't actually turn out to be a real vitamin, and so they were kind of discarded, thrown out to the side there. But they are all numbered together. We refer to them as B complex. So they're often sold then as B complex, or often you can buy just a single B vitamin. I usually encourage people to take all of them. So if you're going to take one, you might as well take all of them. So let's go through the different B vitamins and talk a little bit about the importance of each. Then we're going to actually talk a little bit about, is there something different between activated B vitamins as well as just a regular B vitamin? And then also take it a couple steps further about injectable B vitamins. Can a B vitamin injection actually help you even more? Can it help you with your weight loss? Is there something to it, or is that just all hoopla? All right, well, let's start going through the B vitamins kind of one by one. We'll hit the most important ones, the 8 ones. Well, vitamin B1 is thiamine. Okay? Thiamine was the first B vitamin discovered. It's extremely important in carbohydrate metabolism, but also thyroid function, energy production, nerve function. So there are a lot of things that thiamine does that potentially then you think, hey, this could help with how you feel as well as just with weight. Now, deficiency symptoms are also common, and they're vague, and that's, you're going to find that's true with all the B vitamins. Some of the deficiency symptoms are very vague, so many people notice these symptoms, but it may or may not really be related to B vitamin deficiency. There are a lot of overlap, but deficiency symptoms with B vitamins, and specifically thiamine: fatigue, headaches, forgetfulness, depression, hard time sleeping. Now, deficiency in thiamine is actually very common in high carbohydrate diets, which is the typical American diet. It also, thiamine deficiency can be higher in people that use a lot of alcohol, a lot of caffeine, estrogen supplements. So these things kind of impede thiamine use. So yes, thiamine can be potentially helpful for a lot of these things, the energy metabolism, energy production. All right, B2 is riboflavin. Okay, it also is involved in energy production, vital for immune health, healthy eyes, tissue healing. It's also needed to help replenish your antioxidants. So we've had different discussions on antioxidants in the past, but B2 or riboflavin, very important for this. deficiency symptoms here, again, depression, but also then dry skin, light sensitivity. So there are a few other ones that are thrown in there. B3 is niacin. Okay, niacin you'll often see as sold as for helping with cholesterol. And it's niacin is used in very, very many chemical equations, at least 40 different chemical reactions, but it does is shown to have very positive effects on cholesterol levels. It'll lower your LDL, and which is the bad cholesterol, and raise your HDL, which is the good cholesterol. It also can help lower your triglycerides, and which is the other kind of fatty molecule in your bloodstream that can affect heart disease. Niacin also important in metabolism of carbohydrates, but also protein and fat too. A deficiency in niacin, confusion, depression, fatigue, weakness. So you see there's a common theme there with all these deficiency syndromes. So the one thing that you do need to watch with niacin, if you take it in high doses, potentially can give you flushing. And so this flushing effect, there are ways around that, but if you do take high doses of niacin, some people will get a flushing there. So you just watch for that. B5 is pantothenic acid. It's Greek, pantothenic, basically Greek for everywhere. Okay, and that's because it's in many things, but it's also utilized for many, many things in your body. Immune function, wound healing, fat mobilization, adrenal function, but it also is very important in the formation of vitamin D, which, you know, half the American population runs low on vitamin D, so kind of adding B vitamins can help with that too. Some deficiency symptoms, there it is, some of these common things we talk about, fatigue, burning sensation though, so some neurologic things, depression, okay, muscle cramps. So pantothenic acid also, another very helpful, potentially helpful B vitamin. B6 is pyridoxine, and this gets a little bit more airplay in the news and media. Now, pyridoxine is very important because it helps the function of over 100 different enzymes. As we get older, we need more. Okay? Again, the typical deficiency symptoms, depression, fatigue, numbness, weakness. High doses of pyridoxine can actually have actually been used to help with autism, carpal tunnel syndrome, seizures, okay, and also resistant weight loss. Okay, typically those are high doses. This is one of the B vitamins, pyridoxine, vitamin B6, that potentially you can overdose on. Now, when I say that, it actually is an extreme minority of people that they could do this. But for some people, even taking a little extra B6, they could overdose and it causes a neuropathy. Now, if you take the activated form of pyridoxine, and the activated form is often referred to as P5P, or pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P, that's the activated form. The activated form, you can't overdose on. And so often kind of taking an activated vitamin can be helpful, because if you took the regular vitamin, unactive form, it's potentially you could overdose, but it's, again, that's incredibly rare. B7 is biotin. Okay, so yeah, we talk about biotin helping with skin, hair, nails, all that kind of thing, but it's a B vitamin. Okay, biotin is actually one of the B vitamins that, in theory, you wouldn't have to take. But it's not because your body can make it. It's like, no, it's that the gut flora along your intestinal tract can actually make biotin. Okay. So we can't actually make it. So yes, it is a vitamin. We have to take it in. But actually your gut flora can make it. So, okay, that's kind of a little twist on this, is that it potentially is something you don't necessarily have to take in a pill form as long as you got healthy gut flora. Okay. Also involved in metabolism of protein and fat. It does also do a couple other things. It can help with insulin sensitivity. We often talk about it as a healthy skin, hair, and nails. So if a deficiency of biotin, okay, skin problems, dermatitis, hair loss, but also depression, muscle pain, numbness, tingling, the typical things we see with B vitamin deficiencies. B9 is folic acid. Very important in energy production as well as immune system. So it can help with preventing, you know, catching the colds and things like that. The typical deficiency symptoms, depression, kind of a Well, there's a couple weird ones in there. It can, if you have deficiency in folic acid, you could get diarrhea. You could just get more graying hair. I don't think that I have deficiency in folic acid, but anyway, it could cause graying of hair. Impaired wound healing, but also the usual numbness and tingling and things along those lines that we all see with most B vitamins. Folic acid is the one thing that can, for young women in who are thinking of getting pregnant, they need to make sure they're getting in plenty of folic acid. And the reason is because if you're low in folic acid, it can cause birth defects, spinal defects. And that's where kind of it's very important during pregnancy. Finally, we'll talk about B12. B12 is kind of the eighth one of the B vitamins. And we don't put it last because it's least important and actually is probably the most important and is certainly the most well-known. It's essential, absolutely essential in DNA synthesis, but also protein synthesis, so building muscle, nerve function, red blood cell production. It is also needed for carnitine metabolism. Now, what is carnitine? Carnitine is an extremely important molecule for fat mobilization, and we can't really mobilize fat well without carnitine. Well, you need the B12 to actually produce the carnitine in its active form. So, deficiency symptoms here, very, very common with the B vitamins. Confusion, depression, dizziness, fatigue, numbness, tingling, all the kind of the neurologic things that we see with B vitamin deficiencies. Now, I'm going to throw out a couple of things here that are not quite B vitamins, but they're almost like B vitamins. And there are something that we can actually add when we do B vitamin injections. These next three things, methionine, inositol, and choline, are often added to B vitamin injections because they can help with fat mobilization. Okay. We can't take them in a pill form. Well, we could take them in a pill form, but it really doesn't do much good in a pill form because your body will actually digest them, and subsequently they're not absorbed then in the usable form. But if we get them in an injectable type form, then your body can actually, they don't digest them. They're just utilized, and they are very important in fat mobilization. So methionine actually is an amino acid. It's used to make protein, but it facilitates the breakdown of fats. Okay. So it's an extremely important then potentially in helping with weight loss. Inositol, that's the second one. It's almost like a B vitamin. Originally it was called B8, vitamin B8, but we found, hey, it's not really a B vitamin. Okay. Essential for digestion, but also transportation of fats again. So obviously if you're losing weight, we want to mobilize the fat, get it out of the fat cell, transport it to so it can be burned then and utilized as an energy source. So it helps with the fat and also cholesterol metabolism. And finally, choline. Choline is very important in making acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is kind of the messenger substance at the end of cells. So nerve transmission. Nerve transmission right at the end of the nerves, it releases acetylcholine, and that's how it sends the message. Okay? It also, though, is important in mobilization and metabolism of fats. So again, this methionine, inositol, and choline can be very important. And this is what we add to B-complex injections so that it can actually help with weight loss. All right. So now kind of going back to that original discussion that I originally mentioned at the beginning of this is that, okay, pills, using either activated vitamins versus regular vitamins, and then versus injectable form. All right. Well, first let's just hit on activated vitamins. Activated B vitamins, what that means is that this is an ingested form, so it's a pill. But normally B vitamins are given in an inactive form. And then your body has to do a couple of things. You have to absorb them through your intestinal tract, and then you actually have to activate them so your body can utilize them. An activated B vitamin means that it's given in an activated form, so it kind of gets rid of one of the steps. And so you can just absorb it and subsequently then utilize it. And why is this helpful? Well, the reason is because many people do not activate their B vitamins effectively. And if you don't activate it well, even if you take it in and absorb it, It still has to be activated. And if it's not activated well, not activated efficiently, then you're going to lose out on some of the potential benefits there. So I do encourage, one, taking the B vitamins, but also, and especially B complex vitamins, but probably it's better utilized as an activated form. Now, what about injections? Okay. B vitamin injections, and often people will see B12 injections, which is, I think, can be very helpful, but actually all the B vitamins, as we talked about, are very helpful for energy production as well as kind of potentially mobilizing fat. So B vitamin injections, they're given intramuscularly so that they're directly absorbed. So it has to be given as an injection. Okay. Now, the B vitamins injections that we do, it's not something I can give you a prescription for because we actually have them compounded for us. And we can add then the methionine, inositol, and choline to help with fat mobilization. So giving it in a different route, intramuscularly injection versus a pill, okay, can lead to more efficient utilization. Now, for B vitamin injections, I typically see four different scenarios. And those four scenarios are, one, helps with your overall energy. Number two, helps with weight loss. Number three, does both. And number four, does nothing that you can tell. Now, it still may be helpful nutritionally, but you're not getting that, hey, I feel great effect, or that it's helping me with weight loss effect. So, unfortunately, it's hard to predict which kind of one of these scenarios will you'll fall under. So if you're thinking of trying B complex injections, which again are very safe, anybody can actually do them, is try them, but if they're not helping you, just go back to the regular pill form. Okay. Now, if you're going to get injections, I do encourage you, try it. I would encourage trying it twice. One injection may not do the trick. So I'd say, okay, do one injection, and then within a week or two, do a second injection. And it sometimes takes that second injection to find out, is this really going to be helpful? If it's not helpful, quit doing it. If it is helpful, typically long-term for people that do B vitamin injections, generally it's about once a month. The flip side of that is that sometimes people will actually truly recognize that it's worn off. It's like they can tell, it's like, hey, I need this again. I'm feeling run down. My weight loss is plateaued. And so subsequently, they just kind of know. Okay? But it usually is a long, using it long term, it's about once a month. All right, so kind of in summary of all this discussion, B vitamins, extremely important. They're absolutely essential for life. Okay, you get diseases when we don't have B vitamins. So you need to get them one way or another, whether it be from food or from pill form or potentially injections. So they can be extremely helpful. So yes, I do recommend them. And if you're interested in trying B complex injections, just give us a yell. So if you're thinking of kind of wanting more information about all this, what I would encourage you to do is go to our website. The Losing Weight USA website is www.losingweightusa.com. And this is Dr. Clark signing off for the podcast, and we will see you on the next episode. Take care, everyone.